Hey, what is up, guys? Your boy Johnny Buck here on the Day Zero podcast. I hope you guys are having an awesome fucking week so far. It's been really good. I'm still recovering from this weekend. Nothing, no heavy drinking or anything. I did a sales training with Combat Business Success at my gym this weekend. It was fucking awesome. 30 plus people on there who from gyms from all over the country who are looking at you know, helping grow their gym. And, you know, I'll get some. If you guys follow me on Instagram or Facebook, I'll get some of the video stuff up, the clips up, some of the things I talked about, make it a little more public. But not obviously not the whole sales training because it's a paid event, but really cool seeing that many awesome people, very positive people. It's just all in all a great weekend, and which kind of segues me into what I want to talk about today. But first, a little housekeeping. If you guys get any value out of this, please do me a super fucking solid thing and share this. Share with your people, share with business owners, share with other people you need to see this. If you guys like it, give me a 5-star review on Apple Podcast. Subscribe, follow, all that wholesome good shit. And, you know, go ahead and send it to people who you think need to hear this. And honestly, I think everyone needs to hear this one. So shameless self-plug. I want you guys to share this shit everywhere because I think this would be a really good podcast. If you guys are watching the video, whenever I decide to upload these, you will see that I'm reading. Okay, so I'm reading right now almost finished The Psychology of Money. Been a really good fucking book. I really do enjoy it. A lot of good stuff in it that applies outside of investing and whatnot. But this chapter 17 is really fucking good. It's The Seduction of Pessimism, right? Optimism sounds like a sales pitch and pessimism sounds like someone trying to help you, right? That's the title, basically, title and subtitle, I guess. I don't fucking know, of this book, but it's really good. And it starts out with a quote, right? And I'm going to read a few sections from this because I think it's really important. This is something I've been saying for years and I like having it validated by people who look smarter than me because they put their thoughts in a book, right? Says, for reasons I have never understood, people like to hear that the world is going to hell. And that's Deirdre McCloskey or whatever, the historian, right? And I'm going to be going back and forth between my personal thoughts and things that I found in here to be really interesting. I talk about taking out the trash a lot. And what is taking out the trash? Taking out the trash is getting rid of anything in your life, specifically and especially people who are negative, right? Who bring you down, who make your life more difficult. They anger you, you know, they don't like, excuse me, I like using a lot of ship analogies. I don't know why, but think about people can be anchors or they can be sails, right? Obviously anchors slow you down, make it harder to move forward, hold you in place, et cetera, et cetera. And sails project you forward, okay? You want to get rid of as many anchors as possible. You want to cut the anchors as quickly as possible, right? Not always easy. Sometimes it could be your family, the anchor. It could be a situation you're in. Could be mom, sister, brother, dad, cousin, uncle, whatever it is. Could be your work. Could be your boss. Could be your coworkers. Could be your fucking wife, right? Could be these things, right? So we have to get rid of those. Sales are things that pick you up, that move you forward. Sales are people who are more excited about your wins than you are. Your sales are people who help you, hold you accountable, tell you things you don't want to hear, right? Good buddy of mine, Chris Luddington, came up to this past weekend. He actually bought IHateJohnnyBuck.com because I was mean to him, apparently. No, I fucking told him things he didn't want to hear, and I fucked him up the first day we trained together after he was off for 2 years. He hated me because I told him things he needed to hear, like, hey, man, you need to be on the mats more, right? And he hates me now because I tell him, hey, bitch, you need to be doing this shit. You've been in this program for 3 fucking years. I've never seen you on a call. He is one of the most consistent people, right? A lot of times people hate when you tell them the things they need to, so they'll cut their sales because they don't like it. Way before they cut their anchors. So it's just something I've been talking about a lot. Super, super proud of Chris. Love having him up there. I can't wait to see what he does in his gym this year. But back to this is you want to surround yourself with positive people. And the really thing that really made this hit for me was talking with Amy. She goes, man, you know, so-and-so is really nice. So-and-so, yeah, you know, we're not used to seeing nice people because of the face of the internet and whatnot. She said, I don't know why I'm surprised by this. You know, everybody I've ever met through this group is positive and fun and, you know, whatever. People who are there consistently over time, right? The losers fucking, they cut their own sales. They cut their own sales and they fucking anchor themselves way behind us, right? And it's not that we're leaving them. We're kicking people out, right? And this is not, I'm not saying business related. I'm talking about your life. You're not kicking people off your boat, right? They're either a anchor, which is part of the boat, or a sail, which is part of the boat. Their choices are what makes them leave, right? We're not fucking making them walk the fucking plank. We're cutting the anchor that's holding us back, right? If they want to stay with us, then they can't be a fucking anchor. They have to be a sail, right? These are things that I find to be super important. And that's going to help with your brain process with this, is really believing that, hey, man, I'm not kicking them out of my life. They're choosing not to come with me, right? I'm moving forward. They can be an anchor. They can be a sail. They could even be a fucking first mate, you know, on the ship, not really protecting you forward, but sure as fuck not holding you back and helping you move forward, right? There is a time and place to help people as well, but I don't want to talk about that too much today. So the world really enjoys pessimism, okay? That's what I want to talk about. The world really focuses on the negative. And there is a biological or anthropological necessity for that, right? You're walking down the woods. You see two animals. The animal on your left, that's a deer, right? The animal on your right, it's a fucking saber-tooth tiger. If you pay more attention to that deer, that saber-tooth tiger is going to fucking eat you. You're not going to be able to breed and have more babies and pass your tendencies on, okay? So there is some biological shit behind that. So the person who's like, oh shit, it's a saber-tooth tiger, I got to fucking run. Or I got to outrun the dude next to me who's focusing on that deer. All right, that's probably why we have a attention drawn to negative things, things that can kill us, right? No saber-tooth tigers around anymore, but there are things, negative things out there that will kill us slowly if we don't pay attention. But again, I don't want to go on that tangent. So there's probably some of that stuff. So I want to read a couple things in this book about the positive of the difference between positive and negative, okay? Make sure it's the right chapter. Okay, yeah. So December 9th, 2008, all right, economy crashed. My dad was a builder. He had $1.2 million house for sale at that time. We're lucky we didn't lose everything. We had some things that was collateral. We ended up paying the bills off with a short sale. It worked out in our favor, air quotes, but it wasn't always the best. So December 29th, 2008, all right, the Wall Street Journal, pretty fucking legitimate magazine, put this out. There's a Russian professor, Igor Panarin, whose economic views rival the flair of science fiction writers, okay? This was on the cover of a very well-respected newspaper. Around the end of June 2010 or early July, Panarin, whatever dude says, the U.S. will break into six small pieces. Alaska reverting to Russian control. California will form the nucleus of what he calls the Californian Republic and will be part of China under Chinese influence. Texas will be the heart of the Texan Republic or Texas Republic, a cluster of states that will go to Mexico or fall under Mexican influence. Washington, D.C. and New York will be part of Atlantic America that may join the European Union. Canada will grab a group of northern states called the Central North American Republic. Hawaii, he suggests, will be a protectorate of China or Japan, and Alaska will be subsumed into Russia. Pretty fucking dark. Basically, within 2 years from one of the most recent economic crash, America will be missing, right? He was wrong. We're still here. Eat a dick. But that was on the cover of the Wall Street Journal. Now, hear this, okay? This is something else, okay? Now, take Japan in the 1940s. The nation was gutted by fear from World War II in every way, economically, industrially, culturally, and socially. A brutal winter in 1946 caused a famine that limited food to less than 800 calories per day. My breakfast was heavier than that, right? Imagine if somebody wrote on the newspaper, a Wall Street Journal, whatever, right? Chin up, everyone. Within our lifetime, our economy will grow almost 15 times the size it was before the end of the war. Our life expectancy will nearly double. Our stock market will produce returns like any country in history has rarely seen. We will go more than 40 years without ever seeing unemployment above 6%. We will become a world leader in economic innovation and corporate managerial systems. Before long, we will be so rich that we will own some of the most prized real estate in the United States of America. Americans, by the way, who just nuked us twice, will be our closest ally, and we'll try to copy our economic insights. If somebody wrote that, they would lock him up in a mental institution. Very positive. Okay. Here's the thing. The one that made Wall Street Journal, obviously pessimistic. The one that we talked about just now, obviously optimistic. That's what actually happened, right? From 1940s till now, everything was happened. Their fucking stock market has skyrocketed. Life expectancy has doubled. They have unemployment has never been above 6%, right? And they have one of the best fucking economies in the world. That's what's actually happened, right? And these are crazy things that would never make the paper. And if he said that, they would lock him up for being a crazy person. Matt Ridley wrote this in a book, The Rational Optimist. It's all from this book. It's really fucking good. I highly recommend it. But it says, a constant drumbeat of pessimism usually drowns out the triumphalist's song. If you say the world's been getting better, you may get away with being called naive or insensitive. But if you say the world is going to get better and you're considerably embarrassingly mad, if only... I'm not good at reading out loud, at least. Or reading, period. So if you say the world is getting better, you might get away with being called naive and insensitive. If you say the world is going to go on getting better, you're considered embarrassingly mad. If, on the other hand, you say the catastrophe is imminant and you expect the MacArthur Genius Award or even Nobel Prize. In my own adult lifetime, the fashionable reasons for pessimism changed, but the pessimism was constant. What he's saying is, if you say that things are going to get better, things are going to improve, whatever it is, they look at you like you're a fucking psychopath. But if you say that the world is ending, the sky is falling, whatever the situation is, people are going to give you a Nobel Peace Prize or some shit, right? It's insane to me. It really is insane to me. I'm trying to find one more piece in here. It talks about... If the stock market goes up 1%, right, overall, it may get mentioned in the past. And the stock went up 1% today. So moving on to other news, there's a mass shooting, right? It's going to go right through pessimism. But if the stock markets fall 1%, all bold, big capital letters, all that crazy shit, right? These are the things that are just constantly surrounding us. There's a emphasis on negativity, right? And there's a bunch of other stuff about the Wright brothers flying and shit. So they had their first flight. No one really mentioned it for 4 years, right? And one of the first mentions after it happened was somebody dying in a training accident. So the world has, for whatever reason, an inclination, a desire to be negative, right? This is the power of positivity. This is something I'm really focusing on for me personally. I used to do Fuck Your Feelings Friday, where I just railed on whatever the fuck it was. And it did get some interesting views and shit. It did work well. That's back when Facebook didn't ban me for everything I said. But, you know, hindsight, I want to explain the things. Like, there's a fuckload of positivity out there. The world did not divide. Russia did not take over Alaska. We don't have Chinese Hawaii now. Mexico didn't take fucking Texas and southern states. Just didn't happen. But that was the prediction of what the newspaper said, the Wall Street Journal. Japan did double their life expectancy. they have produced one of the strongest economies in the world. They have done things, everything in there, right? Their stock market skyrocketed. That did happen, but nobody talked about it. The world focuses on pessimism. The world focuses on negative. The world focuses on things that make people miserable. And guess what? I'm trying to fix that. I'm trying to focus on the positive things. It's really, I know it's difficult sometimes, but this is something I'm working on because I found the power of gratitude has been huge for me. No matter how fucking, air quote, bad the day is, there's something to be grateful for. Man, I had a rough fucking day. You know what? I slept in a house that had air conditioning in it, or heat this time of year, right? Man, it's cold in here. Boop, boop, boop. Hit the button two, three times. Now it's warmer, okay? In my last house, it was fucking should have been condemned, but it was a house. Guess what? I'm grateful that I had that opportunity because, one, it made my rent cheap. It allowed me to do things that I could function as. I could do things I need to get where I'm at today. You know, there's just so much negative shit out there that I think it's important we talk about the power of positivity. By getting rid of the negative shit in your life, not watching the news, not doing, you know, not being around losers, not being around people who are holding you back, your life's going to get significantly better, right? I know it seems small, but here's what I want you guys to do. I want you to get rid of one negative thing in your life. And this is what I recommend. It's something I recommend to do on a regular basis. I do it still. Go through your Facebook newsfeed. Unfollow anybody who puts negative shit on there. I don't care if it's your fucking mom, sister, cousin, uncle, brother, whatever. Dad, get rid of it. Okay? Get rid of it. Start unfollowing negative things. It's going to make your life a lot easier. It's going to make your life a lot better. You'll be surprised how much better space you are. All right? If you have people come to your Facebook page and comment, talk shit on your fucking page, block them. All right? Man, you blocked me on Facebook. Yep, your life's better out. Like, yes, they're going to get mad at you. Who gives a shit? If they get mad at you over something on Facebook, you shouldn't be fucking friends with them. It's stupid. So I call it taking out the trash. It's something I do on a regular basis. I just unfriended a few people. I actually blocked a few people recently as well. It makes your life better. Getting rid of the negativity is a fucking huge thing, right? It's a mental drain. So I want you guys to cut your anchors. So appreciate you guys listening to this. Thank you for, you know, spending time with me this morning, this afternoon, whenever it is you guys listen to it. Means a lot. Remember, like, share, save, like, share, save, review, all that good stuff, all right? I appreciate you guys being here. I love you. Let me know if you need anything. Later.